Rick, what's the feeling, what is being said when it's 3-3 there, the third?
Get ready for your next shift.
Yeah.
Right? Control what you can control. You can't do anything about that. Give them credit. They made a couple of good plays in those goals. Just get ready for your next shift. Put it behind you, and let's get back on our toes. We're an aggressive team. We're not going to sit. We're not sitting back. All right, they got it. They tied it up. All right, we got a 5-minute hockey game. Let's go win those 5 minutes. That's what we put the focus on.
Yeah. And over the course of what you're trying to do here, the rest of the season, how big is a goal like the Monahan goal?
Just huge. You win a game. Like, they're a good team. Like, not much separating our two teams, obviously. We got timely saves, and you need timely goals. Good teams find a way to win, and we found a way to win tonight. I think early in that third period, you give Vladar credit, some of those huge saves he made, so we could have made that 4-1 very easily, but the goalie, man, that's his job, stop the puck, and he did. So he made timely saves. He gave his team a chance to win, so good on him. And then we took two penalties that gave them some momentum. But again, once it's 3-3, okay, we got a 5-minute hockey game. Let's go play.
Early on in the game, just how impressed were you with the way your team seemed to be smothering?
Yeah, very impressed. They had nothing, and we were on top of them. We still have things to, and you know, there's harsh reminders, like there's things we can clean up to be even better than that. I think there's times we made it too easy for them to come at us, and that's puck management. We're going to clean that up, or we're going to keep addressing it anyways. They're going to get sick of me here talking about it. But there's things we can clean up, but we did the right things at the right time for the most part. But it was very good to watch those first couple of periods because we weren't giving up anything. I think they had, and even in the second period, they had 5 chances, 3 were off the rush. Well, that was poor puck management by us more than anything. Then they had one in the D zone, and then they had one off that faceoff. So we were controlling the play pretty good, and I loved how we came out for the third. And we had the power play, had some good looks, and then it became even after that until they got that goal, and they picked it up. But you get in the third period in tight games, you can't be taking penalties.
Damon Severson season, he makes a great pass to Monahan on the 4-3 goal, playing with Rensky now. Just how good of a player is he?
He is solid. He's our safety. He's got to be our safety valve. In other words, he's got to keep control of the game when he's on the ice. Doesn't have to be flashy. That's Z's game. Like the, his game is just being a little bit more safe, a little bit more controlled, make the right play at the right time. And he does a very good job of that.
Some guys will admit to looking at the standings, some guys say they don't, but psychologically, how good is it to see a team go up 3 spots in one night?
Yeah, we just got to keep pushing. Like, we can't control Ottawa beating Colorado. We can't control the Islanders. We have nothing to do with that. What we can control is us, and we just have to keep the focus on what we have to do. And as long as we do that, then we'll have to live with the end result. We can't take our eyes off the process. We can't take our eyes off what we have to do to win games. And whatever happens outside of us, we can't control it. Good.
Thanks. Are you the better TNT analyst? Are you? Or Rick Hoffman?